From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. General David Petraeus is now the new commander of Allied forces in Afghanistan. He was confirmed for that post unanimously today by the U.S. Senate, 1 week after the previous commander, General Stanley McChrystal, was fired for badmouthing President Obama and other administration officials. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin pointed out this is the second time General Petraeus has agreed to take over a troubled war, having done the same 3 years ago in Iraq.
We are fortunate that once again he has answered his nation's call, and we are grateful.
And Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison said despite plans for U.S. troops to begin leaving Afghanistan a year from now, the U.S. should stay there as long as necessary.
To protect the people of the United States from any further terrorist attacks. That is when we will be able to say mission accomplished. And General Petraeus can do this job.
The 57-year-old general says he still thinks the U.S. can prevail in Afghanistan. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Head of the Senate Judiciary Committee says Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan will win confirmation. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy issuing the prediction during a break at day three of Kagan's confirmation hearings. Kagan, under continued questioning, says she agrees with Chief Justice John Roberts. Justices on the high court basically act like umpires in a baseball game, though she said the metaphor is somewhat more complex than that. Head of the Congressional Budget Office warns the longer the government waits to address its mounting debt problem, the harder it will be to fix. But Doug Ellendorf cautioned against taking action until the economy is on solid ground. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
A debt commission set up by President Obama is trying to walk a fine line. It's considering deep spending cuts and or tax increases as a way to rein in the government's spiraling debt. But making those changes too quickly could undermine the economy's fragile recovery. CBO Director Doug Ellendorf says the federal government's debt is approaching its highest level since World War II, but he said knowing how much debt is too much is more a matter of psychology than economics.
If you look at other countries, the losses of confidence tend to come quickly. But the point at which that happens is, I think, almost impossible to really predict.
Ellendorf suggested that commissioners could help the economy by crafting a plan for debt reduction now, but postponing action until the recovery is stronger. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Some disappointing new numbers on private jobs creation today, showing the economy added fewer private sector jobs this month than expected. Sungwon Son is an economist at the Smith School at California State University. He says the main factors that have been boosting the economy are waning.
Economic growth has come primarily through a government stimulus program and then, of course, inventory rebuilding. But toward the end of this year, those stimuli will be gone. Then what?
On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 96 points. The Nasdaq fell 25 points. This is NPR. Not expected to make landfall till later this evening or even tomorrow morning, Hurricane Alex is nonetheless already lashing some parts of Mexico. The first Atlantic hurricane of the season is inundating some roads with heavy rains. National Hurricane Center says it expects Alex could bring as much as 12 inches of rain to some areas. The storm currently has top winds of around 90 miles an hour. Mexican officials are preparing to evacuate people from some fishing communities along the coast. Alex, while not headed directly for the BP cleanup operations in the Gulf, has resulted in the suspension of some operations due to rough seas. A study in the Journal of the American Geriatrics Society reports inactive teenage girls not only face increased risk of heart disease as they age, they may also suffer an increased risk of dementia. NPR's Patty Naiman has more.
Canadian researchers analyzed questionnaires about physical activity for more than 9,300 women over the age of 65. They wanted to know how much physical activity the women had done at different points in their lives as teenagers, at 30, at 50, and then again over 65. Their findings add evidence to earlier research showing exercise in mid and late life helps maintain cognitive health. But this research also found the sooner the better. Women who exercised when they were teenagers were even less likely to suffer dementia than their counterparts who were inactive teens. Researchers say exercise may maintain cognitive health by strengthening new neural connections and reducing heart disease. Heart disease is a known risk factor for dementia. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Crude oil prices fell 31 cents a barrel to close at $75.63 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.